The chapter that I read was number 27. This passage featured a instance in which Jaffe and Ray were in, as Ray would say, sore at each other. Jaffe is worried that Ray's drinking will threaten his attainment of enlightenment and prevent him from becoming a Buddha. Jaffe is particularly interested in going to the Buddhist Center in Berkeley to attend some lectures, and this highlights his interest in the intellectual side of Buddhism. At the same time, Ray is more interested in staying in the street and just enjoying himself there, and that highlights his interest in the concept of the Dharma Bombs. The cartoon that Jaffe showed Ray of the bulls is discussed in the passage, and Ray is citing the last frame of the cartoon in which the enlightened Buddha or Buddhist comes down and drinks with the butchers of the town, so just enjoying himself in worldly pleasures after he's attained enlightenment. This type of Buddhism that Ray is referring to is very different from the Hansan Cold Mountain passages that Jaffe spent so much time translating, in which Hansan stays in Cold Mountain as a hermit, and if anybody wants to talk to them, they come up and find him, as opposed to him coming down and going into the town. Again, this is the difference between Jaffe's intellectual, very highbrow Buddhism and Ray's worldly Dharma Bomb Buddhism. In the passage, Ray tries to tell Jaffe about his experiences living in Skid Row in San Francisco, and Jaffe says that, "I know all about that already. I've lived in Skid Row myself." This is one of the instances in the book in which Jaffe places himself and his experiences above those of Ray, or he undermines Ray's own experience with his own, placing him in the role of the mentor, and Ray, although older, in the role of the student. In the passage, they go shopping at the Goodwill, and it's particularly funny that these fellows who are so interested in being anti-materialistic and not caring about the sort of worldly possessions spend so much time searching around for things in the Goodwill, and that they are recorded so prevalently in the book. The passage also shows Jaffe's extreme mood swings. He is a very depressing and sad figure as he's watching Ray drink, but then later on, as the passage ends, he returns, having gone to one of these so-called intellectual lectures and gotten completely drunk himself. In terms of the relationship between Jaffe and Ray, the passage shows the extent that Jaffe is concerned about Ray's health, and when Ray decides to continue drinking, it appears as he's doing so just to be spiteful to Jaffe. These representations seem to place Jaffe, the younger of the two, into a role that's responsible for Ray's well-being. However, the end of the chapter, in which Jaffe comes to agree with Ray on the subject of drinking and enjoying oneself, indicates that Ray and Ray's lifestyle have have an influence on Jaffe. The fact that they will never argue again seems to indicate that they and their different types of Buddhism have finally come to a peaceable compromise.